This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up our categories today. America's most and least healthy states and classic board games. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hello, Jen's been listening for over 15 years. Very happy to say now, a viewing on YouTube at KISW Rock. I've sent many birthday wishes over the years, but since no one did it for me, I'm going to do it for myself. So if I could just get a liquor and whores from the whole gang, that would make my day. Take care and be safe. Miles, Thrill, Ted, and Mike. That from Chris. Ready to go? Liquor and whores! And let's see.
That's how we do it when we record stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
One, just two, three. Liquor and whores! I didn't do very good then. Happy birthday to my beautiful-ass, badass, hard-working-ass, smart-ass wife, Jessie Stone. You make me harder than Bob Seger singing Like a Rock in a 1990s Chevrolet commercial. I hope the Dirty Germans can give her a well-deserved birthday shout-out, and why not throw in a delicious fish sandwich to go along with it. Love you, babe. That from Cody.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, if it's the fish sandwich hiding in the pants, I get the feeling it's never too early.
Yeah, let me just add a little more. It's a creamy tartar sauce. Fish pants, or fish sandwich in your pants.
Yeah, let me see the fish sandwich in your pants, yeah.
Guys, could you give Lisa a very happy birthday? She turns a beautiful 55 today. She's the best wife and mother ever, and we love her tons. She'd love an uh-oh lookout, a Bruce Willis roof, and a captain telling her how to celebrate her special day. Thanks, guys. That from AA Ron, Zach, Danica, and the pups.
Uh-oh, lookout.
She got a roof to donate.
Ooh, well, ahoy then. Happy birthday. You know, it's a tradition for us mascots that when one of us turns 55, we hop aboard the old SS Gepi and head for the tropical beaches of Algonia. You'd love Algonia. Last time we were there, me, the Trix Rabbit, Zony the Tiger, Mr. Peanut, we got drunk on a combination of Windex, baking soda, and nail polish remover that we filtered through the carcass of a rabid muskrat. And after that, we huffed Gorilla Glue through a hobo sock. Now, it's hard to explain exactly what happened, but we woke up the next morning in an abandoned oil refinery next to a three-breasted prostitute named Bianca. Now, she was real nice and made us all breakfast made of discarded Pop-Tarts and bacon fat that she grilled over a butane lighter. It was a great time, and hopefully you can join us, Crunch Berries.
Good day, all. Let's give a big shout-out to Greg Benson. He's in his 50s. He's a good old friend, a man and brother, even though he is a Rams fan. But he's a Hawks fan, too. So can we get that loud, high-pitched scream? And oh, dear Jesus, and Coach Ted talking about keeping the Rams out of the playoffs. Love you, brother. That from the Elk Plain Drifter and Amy Jean.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Well, keeping him out of the playoffs isn't going to be an option. It's already in there. And I'm not going to lie to you. Coach doesn't feel very confident that the Bears are going to knock him out. I think it's great for the division that all three teams are still alive. But, yeah, the Rams Cambry.
Guys, today's my husband Doug's 61st birthday.
I know, but it's just...
I mean, last game.
I'm not a Hawks fan, so I'm more objective. I know what it is to be the fan. It's just hard to be objective, right? But based on what I saw, I think the Hawks would manhandle the Rams. I feel like San Francisco would be a bigger challenge. Who's what? This Saturday?
Correct.
And then if the Rams are still around and play the Rams, I think they'd take the Rams out. But then again, who the F knows?
Who knows?
Guys, today's my husband Doug's 61st birthday. Longtime listener to your station. Can you play the Dirty Germans Talking Football? And a big old bong rip for him. Thank you, guys. That from his wife, Heather.
Yeah, I do not know what this obsession is in America about this football, as you call it, but I'm trying to watch it and enjoy it, and all I can think is I'd want to play as a quarterback, just want to warm my hands under the rather large posterior of the big man who hands him the ball, and also I would let them tackle me.
Yeah, so it's fun to get out of the center. You huddle up, and there's a whole group of you. It reminds me of just normal sex here in Germany.
Yeah, I do like what people say, though, you know. It's the tight end, and it broke through the hole. Things that we do in Deutschland as well.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contestant on the line now for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, 206-803-ROCK. Your Guess Is As Good As Mine coming up here in seconds as we get a contestant on the phone. A couple extra emails. Worst pain. Gentlemen, been listening for 15 years. Love you guys and appreciate you being on YouTube now. Now, the most pain I was in was when I was 19 years old. I went camping and got a spider bite on my taintal region. Hurt like hell. Figured I'd be okay. Next morning, I woke up to my coin purse being swollen to the size. The doctor described it as a large grapefruit. They had to rush me to emergency surgery because it could spread to an artery.
Pain!
Yes!
Well, they ended up doing a 4-inch by 6-inch incision in the gooch.
Pain!
Yes!
Had to go to the hospital every day for 6 months to get the wound cleaned and packed. Was hell, but hey, lots of hot nurses saw my junk. Thanks, guys.
That's hey, yes! What else?
No, thank you.
You know, I didn't talk about this last week, but I think the single just most intense pain ever was them numbing up my cracked head.
Oh, yeah.
Like feeling the needle hit right. Like...
Because before it's numb, we got to stick a needle in a wound.
But you could feel it hurt that bad.
Excruciating.
It's a needle and a wound.
Did it work right away? In other words,
yes.
Okay. So, like, so the
second or third one, I couldn't feel it.
Okay.
But that, and then when they had to bring in the giant dude to push me down, because I couldn't get in the MRI machine because the pain was so bad trying to lay all the way on my back. So that guy pushed me down, and I just screamed probably as loud as I ever screamed in his face. He's like, sorry, man.
Gotta do it.
I gotta do it to you.
Gotta do it.
And you said it's a big guy?
Yeah.
You know he is called by everyone. Hey, man, we need you. That guy probably hears more people screaming at the hospital than anyone else.
And again, he couldn't have been nicer.
Sure.
But I had tried like 3 times, like the regular nurse, the regular doctor. They were like, we got to call him in.
Call him the big gun.
And he's just like, sorry, dude, I got to do this. And I'm like, all right. What,
I'm about to manhandle you while you scream.
But that's how intense the pain was, right? Like, I was basically like doing the biggest, toughest sit-up of my life
right.
with a grown man pushing to get me. And that's how bad the pain was that I was like fighting him.
And the fart emails keep rolling in. Guys, just had to chime in again this time in reference to your caller describing his dog scrambling out from under the blankets and staring him down while standing on his collarbone after a horrible fart. Well, my lifelong friend's mom sets off the loudest bombs I've ever heard to this day. When I was much younger, I could hear them in the bedroom adjacent to hers as we slept. She used to watch my old schnauzer when we were out of town, and every time I came to pick him up, she would laugh hysterically, telling me how her farts would send my dog scrambling for cover in the corner, legitimately shaking like it was the 4th of July. That woman traumatized that dog too many times to count. I kind of feel bad writing this now. Lovely lady, though. That from Jonathan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Lovely.
All right, I think it's time for a little Your Guess. Oh, God, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I hit the wrong one. Hit the
American. Very patriotic
yes,
today.
Yes, it was. Well, Spanish flea right beside Stars and Stripes.
I see.
In the button.
I like it. Winter's over. He's ready for July 4th.
That's right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Your guess is as good as my categories. Today we have America's most and least healthy states and classic board games. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play the big game?
I never met him myself, but his name is Josh. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Josh, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Met you guys a couple times, but hey, yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay, I have met a Miles, and his name is still Josh.
I was even thinking, don't say that too loud. You might have actually met this guy.
I've done that probably five times. Never met the guy. Thrill, I met you last week. Like, my bad.
And we're sorry that happened to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Man, I think your brother and his boys, man, I mean, the pack didn't show up to play, but your brother was killing us Packer fans last weekend.
Look, man, this is how it's... Oh, last weekend. Wait, last week? Oh, you mean this past playoff game?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, the best I could tell about that game was, in the first half, the Bears agreed, we will not play, we will not be competent. And Green Bay said, cool, we're going to be competent. Then in the second half, Green Bay said, all right, we're going to do what you guys did and just not be competent, can't figure it out, and you guys play. That was unbelievable, man.
When the Packs win it, I'm like, all right, but when they're losing, I'm a sore loser. And, you know, last week you guys mentioned that... That wrestler on the air is saying, oh, the determined finishes, and I'm like, and this runs professional sports. None of this stuff is real. I don't know.
Yeah. it's like birds, man. Not real.
Josh, our categories, we have America's most or least healthy states. So you can take the healthiest states in America or the least healthy. And then the other category is the top 10 classic board games of all times. So where do you want to go? Do you want to go healthy, not healthy, or board games?
Let's go not healthy.
Not healthy. This just out today from the United Health Foundation. They're out with a wide-ranging assessment of the nation's health, and one that includes a ranking of the states in order. So they looked at dozens of factors in five broad categories: social, economic factors, physical environment, clinical care, behaviors, health outcomes. The group ranked the best and worst. So you're going with the worst. You know the game is played. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. So what is your first guess there, Josh, on the most least healthy states in America?
Wisconsin.
Now, believe it or not, not on the list.
Think SEC football, Southeastern Conference.
Man, if I'm you, I'm thinking Mississippi, Louisiana.
Alabama,
yeah. Arkansas.
Let's do Alabama.
Alabama is the 47th least healthy state in the United States. Here you go.
Florida.
Florida, not on the list. You got to remember, man, they're in the Sunshine State. There's plenty of outdoor activities.
Yeah, people are outdoors all the time.
You look at, you go to Miami, man, there's no one there who's fat.
No.
Not one overweight person.
Look, Miles will attest, it's his home state, but they're almost always first or second on all these lists.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
Louisiana.
How about Louisiana? That is, in fact, the 50 least healthiest state. They're number one in the reverse order.
Sure.
So they're number 50. So you've got Louisiana, Alabama, stay geographically in that same area, with the exception, obviously, of Florida.
Louisiana? Did I say that?
You just did.
You just did. What's next to it? Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah.
Number 48. Believe it or not.
I believe it.
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Those are all correct. These are states that are not healthy at all.
Arkansas. No. What did you say?
I said South Carolina.
South Carolina, not on the list. Now, I get a lot of outdoor activities there as well.
Golf.
Beaches.
I'm going to guess Arkansas.
Arkansas is number 49.
I mean, just sticking with it, I would say Kentucky.
I was going to go
Kentucky's 43. Very good. You want to go with West Virginia? You mentioned it earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
46. Not 50th for
sure. There you go, man.
I mean, look, there are four states ahead of us. Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. That's getting it done, West Virginia.
That's actually good for West Virginia.
You're either getting healthier or the other states are getting worse.
It's hard to know, but either way, they're worse.
I feel like, not in that region, but I feel like North Dakota always ends up on there.
North Dakota not on the list.
Oh, all right. My bad, North Dakota.
Look at Texas.
Texas, not on the list.
Huh. So we got Arkansas, we got Alabama, we got Mississippi, we got Louisiana, we got West Virginia, Kentucky, the heavy hitters.
There's two more western states on here, not on the coast, but right. They are western states.
Nevada.
Nevada's number 42.
Huh. New Mexico.
New Mexico's 41. What is it about New Mexico?
I don't know. Except my parents live there.
What do you see that makes it seem so?
You know what? So they live in a place called Placidas, and it's almost dead between Santa Fe and Albuquerque. And they have this train, maybe like our light rail, but they call it the Roadrunner, moves a little faster. And I will say, everything I saw between Albuquerque and where they live looks bad. And then everything we saw between Santa Fe and where they live looks bad.
Huh.
So Santa Fe is cool. Placidas is cool. Albuquerque's cool. They're all about 40 miles away. Everything in between, man, it's
pretty
if they're
sketchy.
Even eating, I would be shocked.
Ted, you've been to one of these places. You described it as one of the hottest places you've ever been to. You've also seen rain there.
Seen it rain. Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee is correct. Number 44. There's one state left. This is a Midwestern state, so to speak.
Wisconsin?
I'm thinking Missouri.
More south of that.
Missouri?
You're close. Well, general area.
Kansas?
Not Kansas.
Not Ohio.
45 is Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
So the top 10, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Kentucky, Nevada, and New Mexico. Those are the least healthy states. You guys want to take a stab at the most healthy states?
Sure. Right. Colorado.
Colorado, not on the list.
Damn.
Yep.
I'm going to guess Vermont.
Vermont is number 3.
Washington.
Washington is number 7. Good for us.
Massachusetts.
Number 2.
A lot of money.
You're Hawaii. Hawaii. Number 9. Keep on the northeast tip.
Oregon. Oh, wait.
Sorry.
I said it too fast.
You said it with the confidence. I said Colorado.
Maine.
So. New Hampshire. Sorry.
New Hampshire is the healthiest state in the United States. Maine is not on the list.
There
is
one other northeast state.
You guys have covered
Connecticut?
Them all. Connecticut, number 4.
All right. I was like, you can't be New Jersey. I've met people from New Jersey.
Okay, we've lived in one of these states.
Maryland.
Maryland, number 8. Still one more in the northeast.
New York?
Not New York.
Damn it.
Think New England.
We did Connecticut.
Did we do Vermont yet?
New Hampshire. No, think New England. You've done New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut. There's one more northeastern state.
Rhode Island.
Rode Island, number 10.
All right. Good about Rhode Island. Teeny tiny.
Rhode Island is tiny.
This is a Midwestern state. They always do well somehow, even though the weather sucks. As far as being healthy, I don't know.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Exactly right, Mike. That's number six.
Good call.
And there's one Western state. I'm not sure that this is in the Pacific time zone or not. I think this is maybe in the
Arizona
central time zone, a little bit more north.
Utah.
Number five.
That makes more sense to me.
Utah makes sense to me. Sure.
So as far as the healthiest states in the United States, Rhode Island 10, Hawaii is 9, 8 Maryland, 7 Washington, Minnesota 6, Utah 5, 4 Connecticut, Vermont 3rd, Massachusetts 2nd, and New Hampshire is the number one healthiest state in the United States of America.
Huh. It's kind of interesting.
What do you think it is in the Northeast?
Money. Honestly. I mean,
access to healthcare facilities.
Which is money. Right? Places right. that have money tend to do better. People take better care. Like I said, I've been to the Hamptons once. There's not a fat person there. And I remember my buddy at the time, we were dead broke, and he goes, look, man, this is what 3 square meals a day does. Like, they have money, they make sure they're healthy, and like you said, they have access to all the crap that you could possibly need.
You don't see a lot of fat people on the Cape either.
This is my point. And what's out there? Money.
Yeah.
Right? Are the fat
That's
people...
a strong point.
The Golden Globes were on last night. Everyone that went up on stage, you know, we're used to seeing them in a certain way, but when I see them on stage standing next to normal people, you know, the guy who says nothing but helps escort him up on stage. That's a normal-looking human being. And I'm looking at how real thin all of these people are. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Money.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, it's 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. Well, first quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's an app booming in popularity in China called Are You Dead?
Man, I saw this.
Have you guys seen this?
Yep.
Ted, have you seen this?
No.
It is literally an app that you have on your phone that each and every day, it sends you a notification that says, are you dead? And as long as you continue to hit the button, it says, nope, still alive, everything's gravy. But if it goes like, I think, 2 days without you pushing the button, it'll send an alert to a close contact of yours.
Yeah. Whatever contact you put in.
Right.
Huh.
To then go conduct a welfare check.
Uh-huh. But you got to keep hitting. You got to keep responding.
What if you just forget one day?
Then someone's going to get a call.
I mean, then you forget the next day. Just, you're doing something. It's a busy weekend. Crap went down. Something happened.
And it's like, I know I'm going to die at some point in my life. I don't need to be reminded of it every day.
Is it you just respond, or can you respond like yes or no?
It's a button.
I'll just say click. Yes.
I'm alive.
I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
That's a weird app.
It is. And I get it that they're like, there's a loneliness epidemic in China or something like
that.
Yeah,
something
so
like that.
They're checking in on everybody, but it's like, I don't need the constant reminder that one day I could seize up and then you guys have no idea that I'm
every
dead.
Day are you dead.
Right. Yeah. I suppose it's good for me to keep touch with my family. Like, let me see. Oh, yeah, the old man's still around. All right.
It depends who they are, right?
Sure.
That's fair. But come on.
Like a
35-year-old person, like, perfectly healthy. Like, are you dead? No.
Right. I'm fine.
Do you want me dead? Right. Is that what this is?
Haven't said anybody, man.
I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. Like, I don't know. If somebody texts you and you don't respond for 48 hours, I feel like somebody would be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
In general, you can even just like a text or something.
Yeah, especially now, yeah.
I called my dad 3 times and gave a day in between. Now, if I call him and doesn't answer his phone, one of 2 things going on. He's either taking a nap, he'll call me when he wakes up, or he'll call me back within 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, all right. So I tried him again. He didn't pick up his phone. So I'm like, you know what? The hell with it. I called his girlfriend. I'm like, what are you doing, Michelle? She's like, I'm sitting on the couch watching shows. I'm like, well, football's on, so I know damn well he's not there.
Right.
I said, what's going on? He's like, oh, he's in the hospital. I was like, I knew it. I freaking knew it.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he had, like, severe pneumonia.
Oh, jeez.
He was in there with his roommate, Carl. Carl asked for 3 things. He wanted a pint of beer, is what he asked the nurse. A cup of clam chowder and a shot of morphine. He asked the same thing every time she came in. Hey, can I get a pint of beer, a cup of clam chowder, and a shot of morphine? And when my dad said, no, I'm allergic to morphine, I can't take it, Carl goes, I'll take his.
Oh, Jesus. I'll take it.
Like, you're in this room with this guy for 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
Florida.
There's a full-page article in The Guardian from a woman going off about how and why her eight-month-old son's clothes have more pockets than hers.
Because they don't make women's clothes with freaking pockets.
Right.
How often do you hold the keys, hold this, hold that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
And yet she has the bigger bag.
Why, ladies?
I don't know.
Why? Just put it in your bag.
Yeah.
You brought the bag. I know I have pockets.
It really works for the movies, though. It works for the movies, though.
Because
she's also got those big old jackets, and so she'll just hang that big old bag inside, and it doesn't even look like it. We can stow some stuff in there.
What'd you take into the movie?
We had.
I know you went to the movies this weekend.
Like 4 or 5 bags of candies, a bottle of water, 2 bottles of water.
How much money do you think you saved just on concessions?
I had to save $20.
Easy. Easy.
And we ate like kings. We were like unsupervised children on Halloween.
Did you sneak any popcorn in?
No.
Because I have that big, delicious bag sitting on the desk, right?
Sure. Yep.
It is, like, to me, that's the power. Because the popcorn's where they get me. Then I know I'm going to need something to drink to deal with the popcorn. And then I end up blowing all my money.
Yeah.
It's got that big bag, man.
I still get the movie theater popcorn.
Okay. That's actually called movie theater popcorn.
It is.
Bought it, yeah.
It is, true enough.
Yeah. My biggest issue is just how long the line was.
Oh, concessions?
Yeah, last time I went, I started getting nervous. Then I got in there and I forgot. They just blatantly run commercials now.
Yep.
It takes like half an hour for the movie to start. I was like, Jesus, man.
That's actually not an exaggeration. Last time we went to the movies, I timed how long the previews and all the other garbage I show you. It was 30 minutes. Like, damn, man. Mm-hmm.
Researchers found evidence that Stone Age hunters in South Africa used plant poison on their weaponry 60,000 years ago.
Wow. That makes sense.
I was going to say, is it genius or is that, you know, Dave over there took a bite of that plant, dropped dead, and it's that is poison.
Poison.
None of the animals eat it. This is poison.
I know South America, poison darts always was a thing.
Yeah.
As far as taking animals out of trees.
Well, and that's where they found them, you know, 60,000 years ago. And that's really what it is just knowing that 60,000 years ago, we had the wherewithal to say, wait a minute, let's put 2 and 2 together.
My question would be.
But look, certain animals don't eat certain foods, and it's because even animals, right? It's like, that is poison.
It's why there's mushrooms everywhere. But the idea of shooting poison into something that I'm going to eat, that's where it gets sketchy.
That is a little,
am I going to eat this too then? Since it's
the other thing too is it's kind of like, I think for a lot of hunters, it's a faux pas because you're kind of cheating the system.
What do you mean?
Like some places in like South America and stuff to catch certain fish, they'll just put stuff in the water.
Oh,
and
the fish
just
die.
And then you pick them up and eat them.
But I feel like the difference is people that are doing that based on the people we're talking about, they're doing it to eat.
Correct.
We hunt for sport. And I like, I get it. The sport is hunting. The sport is fishing. If they're like, brother, I need to feed my family. There is no grocery store. Like, yeah, add the poison to the water, man.
Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is an adjective that brought to you by the letter B, and I give you guys a 75% success chance on this one, okay? It means somewhat salty, and it usually describes water or bodies
brackish.
Of water.
Briny.
Brackish. Oh, damn it. Brackish. I nailed it.
Not briny?
Not
one
briny.
Of my favorite words.
Brackish.
Yeah, where the fresh water meets the salt water.
Brackish.
Brackish.
Wasn't that a TV show?
Brackish.
Yes.
If you don't speak right. Starring Anthony Anderson. Welcome back to Brackish.
I would say even like Brackish. Salmon Bay is a little brackish.
Yeah, like Lake Union. Lake Union's fresh water, but in theory it should be somewhat brackish because of the locks.
Yep.
You've ruined that word for me.
Brackish.
Well, yeah, because you brought up the show Blackish, and it's like, yeah, depending where, we're going to find Brackish on my,
New research has discovered that AI can fall into similar optical illusion tricks, just like our minds can.
Congratulate, we've created something that's as gullible as we are.
Correct.
Yay.
Yay. We took this fallible thing and made it even more fallible. China has recently built its own time system for the moon.
You cool. Have to.
You have to?
If you want to coordinate back up, I'm not going to go through the whole scientific thing, but time slows down the bigger the gravity well.
Gotcha.
So the moon is smaller than Earth. So even if you took a watch up there, the second hands actually tick faster. You would not notice it because you're still, you just experience time as time. But so in other words, we said, hey man, it's a 6:30 wake up call. Okay, we're going to set our watches at the same time. Well, the people on the moon, their 6:30 is going to show up. I'm going to guess maybe just 3 seconds before it does here. But when you're trying to do certain communications or certain rocket thrusts and all this kind of thing, like it's super important to make sure you have that synced up. So yeah, they need to set up a time system so that you know how to communicate with Earth for anything important that you're going to do.
Gotcha. Walmart has plans to extend drone delivery services to 150 stores this year.
Cool. I wonder if they're going to be like the Waymo cars.
Mm.
You know, don't crash into the roof of my house. Like, dude, you took off my shingles.
The difference is you need to be there, I would guess. Right? You said to stores or to business?
Well, no, it's
a home.
To your home. So if you order from Walmart, basically, I think you can still drop it on your porch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
It takes off from the store and goes to your home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right up until, you know, Buford blows it out of the sky with a shotgun because drones are killing us all.
You know what country you're in.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Thrill's right there. Does it know there's nobody underneath?
No.
No, we'll find out. Stay tuned.
All right. Thrill, what day is it, my friend?
Today's Moon Day.
It is, and it's National Kiss of Ginger Day.
The Men's Room Top 10. All right.
All right, ladies.
The Men's Room Top 10.
And on this wonderful National Kiss of Ginger Day, I have taken the extensive research to basically just oogle out a bunch of redheads. So what we have here are the top 10 most attractive pop culture gingers according to AI, because that's what I typed in.
Oh, AI. All right. Because if Ed Sheeran makes the list, it is wrong.
Oh, no. These are all very kissable people.
Can we guess?
Sure.
Nicole Kidman.
Is Taylor Swift considered a redhead?
Taylor Swift is not considered a redhead, not on this list. Okay. Nicole Kidman is number 9 on the list there.
I don't necessarily find her attractive, but she's been in Hollywood long enough, someone must have. Julia Roberts.
A longstanding icon with striking red hair. Julia Roberts, not on the list. It was on a different list, though, that featured her from Pretty Woman, where she was
a redhead. People say Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran is not on this list. These are all actresses.
Even AI is like, come on!
Some iconic fictional characters. You got Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
She's under 8.
She's 16, right. Like,
Jesus.
Other than Gene Simmons, I don't know what else. Other notable mentions, Deborah Messing showed up on the list from Will and Grace.
Sorry.
Gillian Anderson, iconic as Scully in The X-Files.
Right. Scully.
Kate Mara. Lindsay Lohan.
Kate Mara. Why do I know Kate Mara's name?
You know Kate Mara's name.
I know her name. I just...
I don't remember what all she's been in. You know her, though.
Okay. Yeah, I looked at the picture they offer. About, she doesn't have red hair.
How about Sacha Baron Cohen's ex-wife?
Isla Fisher. You Isla are correct, Fisher. Miles. She was in Wedding Crashers. She was in Now You See Me, I believe, is the movie series that with the magicians.
Oh, she the woman in that, the main female lead?
Correct.
Okay.
Crazy redhead. Gillian Anderson comes in at number 10 on the list. Oh, wait a minute. Doggone it. I knew that was going to happen. I reset the thing, and so then it sent me all these different ones. But I'm going to go back to the list that I sent Tim. There you are. Okay. Molly Ringwald comes in at number 10 on the chart.
Well, she's still very attractive.
She is. She still looks great.
Yeah, she looks great.
Nicole Kidman came in at number 9. Christina Hendricks came in at number 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, from Mad Men.
Yeah.
What was her character's name on Mad Men? She was the...
I've never seen it, Mike, but I know who she is.
I think Ruby might have been her name. Played off the red hair. I agree with you. Famous for Mad Men, known for her glamorous red locks, and she is... Kissable.
Something else, too, I feel like.
Oh, yeah?
Not just the red hair.
Might be.
Might be a couple things. I don't know. Just saying.
Might be a couple assets there that...
Correct.
People take notice of.
Yeah.
Beyond the gorgeous head, red hair. Bryce Dallas Howard.
I mean, she's plain looking, but cute.
Oh, okay.
She's not ugly by any stretch. I'm just saying, overall, like if she walked in now.
Plain looking, though.
Yeah, pretty plain looking.
Okay.
You disagree?
Well, I find her to be attractive, yes.
I find her attractive. I'm just saying, I do find her attractive. I don't find her stunning. I'm not like, oh, my God, she's beautiful. Certainly attractive. I'd hit that is my point. But, fairly plain.
Well, redheads are naturally beautiful. They don't need a lot of makeup. A lot of them.
Exactly.
The majority of them.
100%. I'm going to screw up her last name. Karen Gillan. Popular for her roles in Doctor Who and Marvel. The thing is that who she played in Marvel, you cannot tell who she is or she's
wearing like all the makeup and
she
stuff.
She was Nebula. She was.
Yeah, we're not. You know
Green
what?
Chick's sister.
I did Google her once. Honest to God, because I'm looking at her face and I'm like, she's got to be good looking. And she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stunningly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even green. Like, well, I'm not out.
Again, these are the 10 most attractive redheads, pop culture redheads, according to AI there. Isla Fisher does come in at number 5 on the list, who we talked about. Appreciated for her comedic timing and beauty.
Yeah.
She was funny. She plays a good psycho.
Yeah.
I mean, right. In Wedding Crashers, I mean, that's a great role. She does play an absolute psycho.
My favorite, Amy Adams, shows up at number 4.
Okay. Again, to me, she's like Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, she's the next step for me, man. I find her gorgeous.
But then again, you like a woman that looks like a halibut. Mm. Just saying.
Recognized for her warm, captivating presence. She was in Talladega Nights.
The Arrival.
There was one with, who was it? Mark Wahlberg? I don't remember. There was a.
That means it was bad.
There was a fighter movie that she was in.
Okay.
I'm kind of the feeling people don't find redheaded dudes attractive.
Ed Sheeran.
Who was the guy? Who was the director? Ron Howard. Bryce Dallas Howard's father.
There you go.
Clint Howard.
All very attractive men.
Yeah. known for being attractive.
Yes. Jessica Chastain comes in at number 3 on the list. Often praised for her classic Hollywood appeal. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
That makes sense.
Julianne Moore, number 2 on the list.
All right.
Celebrated for her sophisticated, commanding beauty.
Sure, sure.
To me, that's what like redheads look like.
Yeah. I get what you mean. Like, that would be the stereotype of what a good-looking redheaded woman looks like, Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
And she doesn't mind getting naked in movies, so I will say that. Kind of gives her the edge with me. I'm not going to lie about it. Like, okay.
That's fair. It was weird seeing her step in after Jodie Foster as Clarice on for the Hannibal franchise.
Yeah.
It just felt like that was a weird bridge.
But who else would you get if you can't get Jodie Foster?
I don't know.
You know?
Was that like her power move? Like, you're not going to get anybody to replace me?
Those were also prequels, though, right?
Yeah, so maybe, most of those
are prequels. Are they going for the younger version kind of thing?
I think Hannibal was a sequel.
Hannibal.
Okay.
You look good enough. Exactly.
I'm going to
eat that. Hannibal.
That's what I'm telling you. When Mr. T meets Hannibal, like,
Hannibal.
Look good in those pants, Hannibal.
I'll get her a plane for you.
Oh, doggone it.
Pain. All right.
Pain. And then the last and final actress here that AI considers the most attractive redhead in pop culture, Emma Stone.
All right.
Known for her vibrant red hair and charisma.
And big eyes.
Did I miss the beginning of this?
She's got big ass eyes. This is not an insult. She's got big eyes, man.
She does.
I mean, like.
Very noticeable.
Was there just not any dudes on the list?
No. It's all actresses.
Oh, it is just actresses.
Yeah.
Why don't you Google, like, sexy redheaded men?
Go ahead.
Well,
you know what?
Famous redheads.
All right.
And it comes up with basically Mike's list.
What about Prince Harry?
And then it's just like, Ed Sheeran's in there.
Because he has to be.
Sexy redheaded pop culture men.
I mean, Ed Sheeran has to get a pass.
Did you
he's
mean
so
women?
Famous,
because
right?
he's famous, but and I make
there's
this
a lot of rock stars. Okay. If you just looked at their looks,
Michael Fassbender shows up on the list. This is Ranker that has this one. So Michael okay. Fassbender's number one, which I don't know if I'd consider him redhead. Sam Heughan, which I'm looking at him, that's not red hair.
What about our guy? What about Sam Darnold?
Very attractive man.
Yeah.
Then, well, John Ryan.
He's not a bad-looking guy. John Ryan.
Sam Darnold, I met him in person. He's good-looking. Well, I was staring at him. He was in the same room.
Prince, you didn't meet him.
No,
you're
I didn't.
You just staring
meet
at him.
Prince I was just
Harry?
Looking at him. I think Prince Harry's a good-looking dude. You can put him on that list.
Oh, you know who wasn't on the list that should have been was Allison Hannigan.
Yeah, she's funny, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cameron Monaghan. He played the Joker in that what's it called?
It's a good looking
dude. Series.
Okay.
Yeah. He was, you know this kid. So that's I suppose he counts. Everybody else is like borderline blonde, in my opinion.
They're doing the best they can.
Eric
like.
Stoltz. You can't tell me that's an attractive
Eric
man.
Stoltz.
Mm, it's a stretch.
Ewan McGregor. Not redheaded. He's Scottish. Come on. Toby Stevens. What?
Ewan McGregor, if he is redhead, though, should be on the list.
Domhnall Gleeson. No, he's not attractive. Seth Green, funny.
Come on.
Not who I'd call attractive.
You
sorry,
might as well just
Seth.
Say 10 redheaded dudes in Hollywood. Well,
Robert Redford.
You got a shallow pool here, and he's dead.
He is. He's dead. He's gone. Paul Bettany, not a redhead.
Robert Redford.
He's dead.
He's the hottest one we got. He's not even alive.
He's not alive.
Jesus.
And last we saw his hair was gray.
I'm over it. A couple in Miami got kicked off of a flight, and their seats had everything to do with it, Miles.
What was going on with their seats?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thanks, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yeah, originally I had a different shot, but then I thought, you know what, man, let's do something positive. I mean, it's a Monday, right? It's kind of day no one likes. So here's something. We go to Australia where a man finally proposed to his girlfriend of at least 3 years ago, and he did it in remarkable fashion. I don't know if anyone is familiar with the group Bootleg Rascal. But that is, in fact, an Australian band. They are playing a show, so my man pre-arranged with the band. He got to go up on stage and said, quote, my partner and I came to watch Bootleg Rascal about 2-3 years ago. He then called out to Jamie, Jamie, where are you? Can you come up on stage? Naturally, she did. The crowd cheered and clapped. Woman appeared from the crowd and also stepped up on the stage. Now, speaking to the woman, the man told her, quote, we saw Bootleg Rascal about 2 years ago. I thought, you know, they're our favorite band, and I thought, today... why not? Maybe today it's time. And then, of course, he got down on one knee. Unfortunately, she shook her head and said no. Well, the crowd roared, and the man could be heard repeating no before she ran off stage. Now, the man who had the ultimate rejection in front of thousands of people, it hit him so bad he stayed kneeling, all right? Now, this part of the story I don't quite understand, but it is true. As he is down on one knee, obviously just heartbroken and crushed and humiliated in front of all these people, a man dressed in a Scooby-Doo costume ran up and helped him get to his feet and escorted him off stage, which to me just makes it all the worse. And then finally, the guitarist in the band, after everything had kind of settled, said, I've never felt so uncomfortable during one of our own shows in my life. Everything about this is stupid. Just the fact that she's like, no. And then it takes a person dressed like Scooby-Doo to get your ass off. I have no idea what Scooby-Doo has to do with anything other than...
Why was Scooby-Doo even there?
Nobody knows.
Why was Bert and Ernie in a fish
show? But the video's out there, and they got his ass off stage. Then even the guitar player's like, that was horrible.
Did they say how long they dated?
Well, at least 2 or 3 years, because that's that band they saw 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know how long they've been together before that. But, fellas, even if you think it's a sure thing, don't do it at a baseball game.
You keep dating
don't
after that
do
point?
Do it at a concert. No. They're pretty sure they're broken
yeah.
up.
Yeah. You don't want to get married to me. After a while, why are we dating?
Yeah, exactly. For the so we pour this booze yeah. and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy. Yummy.
Did you start dating me because you thought it was yummy? So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.